On this new episode of the IoT Show, we'll talk about the IoT device certification program. And Koshi, who owns the program, comes to tell us all the details about how the process is now fully automated for certifying your devices for Azure IoT and having them staged on the catalog that we have on our websites. Hi, everyone. This is the Internet of Things Show. I'm Olivier, your host, and today we're talking about IoT device certification program. And we have Koshi from the Azure IoT engineering team to tell us all about this program. Koshi, thanks for joining on the show.
Thank you for having me. Hi, my name is Koichi Hirao. I'm a program manager in Azure IoT team. I'm working on IoT device certification program or policies.
Yeah, so we'll jump into the presentation. Mm-hmm. I think one thing very important for our audience is to understand that we create products for like services mostly for connecting IoT devices to the cloud and managing them remotely and eventually also bringing some of that intelligence of the cloud down to the edge. Mm-hmm. But We produce for that SDKs for devices, and there's a certification process that happens for basically telling customers that these devices actually will work when they put them in production or when they try them out, right? Correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yeah.
So tell us a bit more about the program. How does it work? And let's get into your slides and demos after.
Yeah. So the certification program actually I think it started back in 2016.
Okay.
One of the requirements for getting your device to certify is making sure your device is getting provisioned to IoT Hub using our device SDKs, and our certification program validates the connectivity from device to the cloud and cloud to the devices.
So originally it was very basic, as in because the service was basic itself, it was authenticate and validate you can send a message to the cloud, basically, right?
Yes. So we recently expanded to support validation against another IoT Hub primitive, such as invoking direct methods, also using device to properties as well.
Okay.
So
these
are the set of services we are expanding as well. And last year, we have actually expanded to support Azure IoT Edge certification as well.
Okay. Let's jump in there.
Okay. So today, I am going to explain about the goal of the certification program what we are intended to do, and also what are the set of certification criteria are we moving forward are we going to land, okay? So one of the goals is to make sure devices means to the solution, right? But it's an important asset of it. Right?
It is.
You know, right? So what we want to do is we want to make sure the customers and be able to pick and choose the right set of devices for particular IoT solutions.
But with a peace of mind of like, hey, it's been certified, that means that it's going to work, right?
Right, right. So today, one of our challenges, we have showcased about 800 plus certified devices on the device catalog.
Yeah.
But the challenge is the discoverability of the right set of the devices for the particular vertical usage or particular use cases has been a huge challenge for us.
Okay.
And we want to ease that processes for the solution SIs and all of the solution partners.
Okay.
Okay. So one of the a lot of principles we want to follow in terms of landing the right set of certification program is we want to focus on the quality, not just the quantity. We have been bragging about, hey, we have about 800 plus certified devices on the catalog, but that's not enough. We want to have a higher standard of quality that we want to drive.
Okay.
Right. The other thing is we want to start supporting a spectrum of IoT devices, starting from little microcontrollers the size of your fingernail all the way up to server type devices that can do a lot of intelligent stuff.
Okay.
And then the other thing is we want to make sure we align with the verticals that our Microsoft field teams focus on. We want to make sure we certify the devices that our field teams are willing to sell these devices with. Building like a cool sale motion with the sale of the field.
Does that mean that so if I'm a customer, I'm looking for a microcontroller running on battery and I want to use it in healthcare, basically I'm going to have an easier way of filtering the catalog to find exactly the set of devices that actually would be fit for these kind of scenarios?
Yes. So what we are looking at is we have published a reference architecture document, which is, I think, it's 60 pages to describe the
71.
Optimal. Yeah.
71 pages.
71 down. Already. So optimal reference architecture for particular use cases. Mm-hmm. What we are looking at is aligning with those reference architecture to make sure we offer the right set of devices for that particular use cases.
Okay.
Right? Whether it's a different device type, such as IoT Edge or downstream Leaf devices.
Okay. Makes sense.
The other thing is, along the way, we basically want to aggregate all those assets for the devices.
Yeah.
We want to start recommending the right set of devices. As I mentioned, aligning with the reference architecture is one thing. So you kind of like 4 steps ahead of me. So ultimately, what we want is a matchmaking opportunities, right? Through our portal, what we're looking at is using our better discoverability of the device, but also recommending the right set of devices. Again, that leads to all those four principles.
Okay,
right,
love it.
What has been working well is that we have 800 plus devices, we have well-established documentation and processes, and we have seen a lot of huge demands for the certified devices from both downstreams and also OEM wanted to get their devices certified.
Okay.
So we believe that we have established a good branding for the certification program. But the challenge we have seen is that some of the certification process that we have today is a manual processes, which is error prone. We're not being able to establish a consistency in delivering the right set of quality in order to certify our devices.
Okay.
The other challenge is device SDK is something that a lot of partners do value, but at the same time, there are some partners that may not use a device SDK, so we want to be able to account for that.
Yeah, and just a quick reminder, the SDKs are open source.
Correct.
And are totally, you know, transformable, modifiable, and adaptable to your solutions.
Yep.
But as you were saying, sometimes, maybe because you just need a very like tiny subset of the functionality of the IoT Hub, you might just want to go with it. Or you have an existing code that you want to adapt to connect to IoT Hub, and you want to go directly at the protocol level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we will continue to evolve and drive and evangelize device SDK to enable ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
While we're doing so, we need to account for the partners who may not choose to
Makes
use
sense.
Our device
Makes
SDKs.
Sense. Give options to people if they want or not, and still have devices that can be certified without having the SDKs.
Yep. Right. And last but not least, the cost has been an issue, especially for the OEM side. There will be some of the engineering burden that OEM needs to take. So we want to automate those processes as much as possible and streamline those processes, not just reducing our operational costs, but also reducing OEM engineering, device manufacturers' engineering costs.
Is it fair also to say that by automating the process of certifying devices, you can ensure the freshness? So if a device has been certified like 6 months ago, like because there's an automation of that testing, that then you can say, yes, it's still certified, it's not something that went stale because it's 6 months old or 1 year old, right?
Yes, this is why we have released Azure IoT Certification Service.
There you go.
This is a web-based service, and that removes all those issues with the staleness of the devices or certification criteria. Because the device ecosystem is evolving really rapidly in IoT, right? We need to be able to not just to catch up. But we don't want to be the catch-up game. We want to be five steps ahead of the game.
Yep.
So this is why we chose to use web-based services rather than building a client code that talks to services, for example.
Yeah.
So we want to build a consistency in validation, right? We want to make sure everything, all the requirements are up to date, all the validations are up to date. We keep adding features. We want to keep up with that, right? And the other thing is we like to continue to expand our tests. As I mentioned previously, we used to only certify cloud to the device to the cloud connectivities.
Yeah.
Now
we're
expanding to support direct method invocation and device to methods.
But does that mean, and maybe you're covering that after, but does that mean that to certify a device, you have to support every single of these primitives of IoT Hub? Or can you certify a device that will just do telemetry, for example?
So, yes, there's a set of mandatory requirements, which is basically a D2C, device to the cloud.
Like minimum, right?
Minimum. All others optional because, for example, in an IoT button that we have certified recently, that button only supports D2C.
Yeah.
C2C is not supported. So
but in some scenarios, it makes sense. You might just want to send a piece of data up to the cloud and for something to
happen. And that is totally fine. Yeah. We'll be able to support that. But the thing is, we should be able to support additional capabilities such that in case a solution developer, anybody looking for a device for particular capabilities, we should be able to certify against them and showcase on the device.
So no bad surprise when you open the box and say, oh, it doesn't support that.
Yeah, makes sense. And
on
the device catalog, we are very descriptive about what specific capability has been validated on those particular devices.
Makes sense.
Okay. We talk a little bit about flexibilities. As I mentioned, the features come keep piling up, and we're delivering a lot of good features in the platform level. We need to keep up with that. Yeah. Last but not least, we want to simplify and streamline the entire process for certification, from a device registration to the validation and get your devices certified within hopefully like 10 to 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, we are growing up.
Yeah, we are growing up. We are growing up really fast.
Exactly. That's what it is. Yeah. Great. So let's see how that works.
Yep. It's going to be a very simple demo. So imagine you have a device and you're looking to certify your device. Okay. All you have to do is you need to submit a new device.
Okay.
Oops. And then you enter your device information.
Okay.
All right? Okay. So assume you have entered your device information, such as your device descriptions, the target verticals you're going to, some of the sales URL like that describes your device production. Description and stuff.
Yep.
Right. So assume you have done that. Mm-hmm. You can now add an operating system to start your validation processes.
Okay.
This is the part of the flow for Azure IoT certification service. You pick and choose what operating system you want to validate against.
Okay.
Let's say we have a Raspberry simulator. Assume we have a Raspberry simulator.
Okay.
You click on next. Mm-hmm. What we do is basically we have a catch-all page that allows your device to get provisioned to AICS managed IoT hub.
Okay.
So previously, what device manufacturer needs to do is they need to instantiate their own IoT hub and get their devices to provision to their hub.
Yeah.
Right? That's another additional cost, obviously.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that we are the one who is on the hook for all those subscription costs.
Yeah.
But not only that, we want to make sure we have our managed IoT instances such that we can gather the incoming telemetry data off of the devices.
And we level set the testing environment so that not every partner that is submitting a new device has his own environment that is set up differently. So basically level set, and we set the bar, basically.
Yes. Yes, that's correct. Yeah. So in this demo, as you can see, we are basically exposing the connection string to a managed IoT hub instances. So what you do is imagine I am a device manufacturer. Mm-hmm. I'm a device developer. I take these connection strings.
Okay.
And so imagine this is a Raspberry Pi. This is an online simulator that we have.
Yep.
It's written Node.js.
Mm-hmm.
You take these connection strings. And voila, your device instantly get provisioned to the IoT hub. Start sending the data for humidity and temperature.
Okay.
So now this device is now provisioned to our IoT hub that is managed by AICS.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now moving forward. So this is why I mentioned device to the cloud is grayed out because this is a minimum requirement, but you can pick and choose cloud to the device and direct methods.
Okay.
This particular example I'm showing in the simulator does not support device twin, but it does support C2D and the direct methods. So I'm going to go ahead and check those boxes.
Okay.
Click next. And then you can configure the number of messages just for the sake of time. I'll just change it to 5.
Okay.
I'll say maybe channel 9.
Yes.
Awesome. Oops, sorry.
Almost.
Awesome. And then direct method. This is the method name that is arbitrary, like device managers can pick and choose whatever the name. So let me go back and figure out.
Reminder, direct method is a way for someone to call a function to execute on a device
on
that
device.
Has a name and a set of parameters.
Yes.
And the code is implemented on the device.
Yes.
And will have a timeout to respond to the backend that it executed, right?
Right. So in this particular code, as you can see on the device, it supports a method called start and stop, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is basically say, okay, I am going to test a start method, making sure the method has been invoked.
Okay.
And then once you configure all those necessary parameters, all you have to do is run the test.
Okay.
As you can see, immediately start running the test, and you can still see, that channel 9 awesome being sent from the cloud to the device, and the device starts sending the telemetry and humidity sensors data to the cloud.
Okay.
And you can see the LED is blinking, invoking
because
the methods.
It started doing its work
of
sending telemetry based on the start command, right?
Okay, now all the test has been passed. Once you have passed the test, you can immediately submit for certification, and we will approve that upon necessary documentation, additional documentation, and so forth. So this entire process has been really reduced and really quick, as opposed to there's a lot of manual processes that you need to figure out, which requires a lot of hand-holding between Microsoft and OEM. Sometimes OEM do ask, where do I download the SDK? Where's the documentation I need to be looking at? How do I get my device to provision? Things like that. All of these overheads are now eliminated through AICS.
Okay. Yep. Cool. Awesome. Pretty straightforward and easy, right?
Yep. It's very easy.
Yep.
Yep. So next step, so we have AICS is already publicly announced back in December last year.
Yeah.
So all of the incoming certification needs to go through AICS.
Okay.
Except Azure IoT Edge. Azure IoT Edge still requires some of the manual processes, which we are working toward to automate in the future.
Yep.
Right. If you have any questions, please send an email to iotcert@microsoft.com for any questions about the cert, the program, or policies, any questions.
Awesome. And you'll be the one answering.
Yes. And my very capable fellows.
They'll know where to find you anyways.
Yeah. Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
So actually, turnkey solution for certifying your devices for Azure IoT, whether they are regular devices or IoT Edge devices. I2Edge almost automated or soon to be automated.
Yes.
All the rest is done automatically. Thanks a lot, Koichi. That was a great demo. You guys know what you have to do. Subscribe for the IoT show and then go and submit your devices to be certified for Azure IoT.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.